I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Maruba Dam in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. We continue our series on the continent of Africa, and today we focus on a subject that has preoccupied historians for a long time, the Herero Nama massacre. Historians are unanimous in describing this massacre as the first massacre of the 20th century. And in order to contextualize this massacre, I always look at the statement that was made by Otto von Bismarck in 1862 when he was addressing the Prussian Parliament, when he said that the issues of the day will not be solved by long speeches and general consensus, but by iron and blood. It is after that speech that he convened the infamous Berlin Conference held in Berlin between the year 1884 and 1885. And the European powers then divided the continent of Africa into spheres of influence. Germany, of course, acquired several territories in Eastern Africa, in Western Africa, and in what then became known as the Southwestern Africa, which we now know as Namibia. When they entered into that space, it was in the spirit that reigned in Europe at that time of acquiring territory for purposes of agriculture and exploitation of other resources. And the primary inhabitants of that area included majorly the Herero ethnic group and the Nama. Of course, the Khoisan were also there. But this particular massacre that we now know as the Herero Nama massacre took place between the year 1904 and 1908. The things that happened in modern-day Namibia was so horrendous that some have said that it was indeed the preparation for what was to happen in the German or during the Holocaust in the World War II. What happened? Number one, they eliminated nearly 80% of the then known Herero population and eliminated 10% of the Nama population. And what was significant is that the local inhabitants, namely the Herero and the Nama, were forced into labor. If they were not in agriculture, they were in other areas which were beneficial to the German colonizers. And because this is an area that is surrounded by deserts, no wonder that many of them, in the event that they did not comply with the instructions of the Germans, were then exiled literally into the desert to die there. Those who visit what is known as Swakopmund, which is on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, will only have to appreciate when they see the sand dunes how the climate was punitive. And it is in that punitive climate that these individuals from the Herero community were subjected to the abuses by the Germans. They were made to work without rest. They were made to labor without pay. And one thing that emerged is that when they were dissatisfied with the activities of the inhabitants, the Germans then exiled them to different islands, the Shark Island, in the area called Lideris. Some of them were found in those areas, having been placed there because they were deemed to be acting contrary to the prescriptions of the Germans. And when they were placed in those islands, there is a man who history infamously remembers, Dr. Eugene Fischer. Dr. Eugene Fischer actually tested some of the atrocities that were later to be visited on the Jews during the Holocaust by injecting the Herero and the Nama victims with viruses of cholera, of syphilis, and other known diseases at that time. as a means of testing how people would react from Alpha and Omega of the disease. And these were also considered to be useful in what was then described and what the medical world describes as eugenic experiments. They were trying to understand, how do you deal with races of a different kind? How does disease or diseases manifest in different environments? And the Germans committed the genocide of untold proportions and in a manner that was unprecedented at that time. So that this continued, as we now know, from 1904 to 1908. And the reason why it begins to stop is because there is internal rebellion, but something is also happening in Europe, and in the run-up to what is described as the First World War, Germany is beginning to lose its grip. But that notwithstanding, it is important to note that the loss of the grip did not mean that the populations had not been decimated. In fact, when one visits Windhoek up to today, one sees how the city was planned in a manner that ensured the different ethnicities were made to occupy different areas. Bantustanization, if we were to use a word that later became popular in the southern part of Africa. The same is to be found in Swakopmund, which remains as German can be. And therefore, when we talk about this particular massacre, it reminds us of the atrocities of the colonial power. It reminds us of how vicious the Germans were in deploying their anger towards inhabitants because they believed that they were inferior beings. What is most important is that later that particular territory was to be handed over to the apartheid regime of South Africa through the League of Nations, and ultimately the UN became one of the bodies that was responsible for it. Yet the specter of specter and spectacle at once, and I use the word spectacle very deliberately, that this was happening at a time when Europe was claiming that they were civilizing other inferior civilizations. And it is instructive that even when this stopped, the atrocities did not stop. And it is instructive that much later, even the struggle and after independence was regained by the Namibians or South German West Africa, regained independence, the question of the Herero-Nama massacre remained alive, because the Namibian administration, led at that time by Sam Nujoma of SWAPO, insisted that the Germans owed the Namibians, particularly the Herero and the Nama, an apology. Negotiations took place over a period of 5 years, and it is only in the year 2021 that the Germans then apologized and agreed that there was, in fact, a genocide of the Herero and the Nama. And what is instructive is that they then agreed to compensate the Herero and the Nama to the tune or in the tune of $1 billion United States dollars payable over a period of 30 years. Condescending, insulting at once. And that is why that has been rejected, because those who have done the calculation then say that that is actually equivalent to the money that the Germans had given, in a manner of speaking, or had loaned the people of Namibia during that period or up to that period. So as it is now, there are groups of people who have come out and said, we reject this purported compensation. And what the Germans have done is to say, but we cannot negotiate with multiple groups. We only negotiate with governments. And they have refused to renegotiate. And this is a matter on which the jury is still out. But the most critical thing, which is important for historians and which is critical for the continent of Africa, that the continent of Africa became the trial ground for a massacre of the peoples. And the victims of the Germans, of course, as we now know, were the Herero and the Nama. We know that there were other communities which were not decimated in the manner that the Herero and the Nama were. But it also gave birth to the question of reparations. And it is instructive that the Germans have always tried to avoid the question of reparation, because they know that when one talks about reparation, then it becomes a legal issue, which would then obligate the Federal Republic of Germany, as we know it, as the successor of all these German regimes, to make reparations for all the peoples throughout the world, indeed, and throughout Africa, who are victims of the diabolical machinations of the Germans, as exemplified by the massacre of the Herero and the Nama. And it is important that even as we speak now, it is estimated that over 70% of arable land in Namibia, as we speak in the year 2026, is still owned by individuals of German descent. The massacre is not over. It is not over because it is now taken an economic angle. And there is agitation as we speak now that this must be made good, that the land must be redistributed. And I know a number of individuals who are talking about taking land without compensation, but the economy of Namibia is still dominated by the Germans, and the Herero and the Nama are still suffering from the very problem that they suffered during the very naked massacre that they experienced during the period of 1904 and 1908, which tells us a single story, that the colonial project, whichever form it takes, continues. It continues as a neo-colonial project. And as one teacher once told me, that the last colonial question has always been the economic question and the land question. One looks to the day when the Germans will not talk about 1.1 billion because the damages occasioned to the Herero and the Nama cannot be quantified in monetary terms, but they will be in a position to even surrender the land which they took when they committed the massacre. One day, justice will be done and proper admissions of guilt will be made. One looks forward to those days. Whenever we talk about the Herero Nama genocide, the question has always been asked, why was there a genocide? And the direct answer to that question is that the Germans intended to displace the population for purposes of agriculture, among other things. In the early days, in those days, in 1904, 1908, agriculture was big business, and the Germans wanted to expropriate the land for purposes of agriculture. Of course, subsequently, mining became an issue, but the primary reason displaced them, canton them, if you may, into small parcels of land and give these large tracts of land to the German settlers for purposes of working those lands for the benefit of the people of Germany. That was the genesis. Perfect. Thank you. We see you again as we continue these conversations about the continent of Africa and some of the atrocities that have been visited upon her. Thank you very much.